happy Thursday to each and every one of you out there. I hope you're happy. It's a beautiful day outside, just like it should be for the month of December. Yes, not only that, it's what, Christmas time already. So let us put on our Christmas hats and finish our Christmas shopping and make sure that we get our food that we're going to have, and our invitations are out, and have you mailed all your Christmas cards? I'm still thinking I have Christmas cards to mail. So I guess if you're along with me, I hope to get home and get the rest of my Christmas cards in the mail. And that will be for people that are locally, because usually they get it the very next day. So we just hope that, you know, that's how the mailman still runs in our own hometown. Well, today is December the 21st, 4 days until Christmas, and 11 days before 2023. I just had Pastor Jackie Peterson here, and the word that the Lord has given her is new. All things will become new. Maybe that wasn't it. Let me look this up really, really quick. I have her. Yeah, new season. So it was new. New season, new things, new opportunities, new inventions, new thoughts, hopefully, that we can all take that on. Absolutely. New. Every morning you wake up, it's God's mercies are new. So let us take advantage of that and do things decently and in order. And not only that, let Him lead us and guide us through this newness that He wants to bring to our lives. I thank God for each and every one of you. I did not open up my show the way I usually do. This is Linda Sims Live on WGH Talk. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can pull that up on Google and scroll down until you see the black bar and the white arrow, and you can listen to us live that way. Again, www.wwgh1071.com. We have an app that you can download. It's called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast, which you won't be able to do that today because my guest will be calling in by calling 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. I mentioned Pastor Jackie Peterson was here the last hour. Now, her church is Logos Christian Ministries. And my guest is already calling in, so I'll have to do that later. Hello, caller. Cheryl? Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me? Cheryl.
Yes. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm glad you can hear me.
I can. I'm glad that you can. I know. I know. I was iffy about this, too, and I would have loved to come into the studio, but it just wasn't happening.
Well, have those days.
Yes. Yes, we do. Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited about Christmas, as always, and I'm wrapping up the last few things to have the family in on Saturday. We have always celebrated, because we're a blended family,
mm-hmm.
We've always celebrated Christmas Eve morning. Even when the kids were small, God gave us the wisdom to go ahead and carve out that time because there would be other influences as the kids were getting older. And so Christmas Eve morning is when we celebrate Christ's birthday in our home. And with the passing of my mom and dad, my sisters will come as well. So it's expanded over the years. And I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for family. And even though many of my family members do not walk with the Lord, I'm just thankful that they will come and hear a prayer of thanksgiving to Father God through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's all that they get out of the day, even though I pray that every corner of my house will be Holy Spirit filled, God will work with it.
Yes, He will. It's in His hands anyway.
Yes, exactly. So are you wrapping up and getting everything done for the holiday?
Yes, the best I can.
I hear you.
I may could be a little better at it, but I think I decided to get everybody one thing, just one, instead of, you know, I don't have the means. I may have the means, but I just, sometimes it just doesn't make sense to buy a whole bunch of stuff when we already have so much stuff.
Excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. I know what you're saying, Linda, and we do, like I've been baking for the last 2 days. Several years ago, we started making platters of cookies to send home with the kids. And as the grands have matured and have their own apartments, they look forward to that platter of cookies because they've got everything.
Right.
So it's really heartbreaking to buy them something and then they put it in a yard sale or a rummage sale or a garage sale the next spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. You know, my tastes are not their tastes, so it's like that's really the big gift that they get from us is this homemade platter of cookies. And you know me, I do jamming. You know, I make jams from the berries off of my own little plot. Calvin and I have 2 acres, and God allowed us to inherit a little patch of red raspberries, so I always pick those and make jam out of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have black raspberries, and again, I will get out there and pick those and make jam. And the kids love that. And so I'll get the jars out this time of year, and I still have to do that. Good reminder. And, you know, I'll go ahead and make sure that they're good and clean, because when you put them away in your pantry, they get, you know, they get moldy and dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just my pantry is more like a pump room. So, you know, I'll clean them up, and the kids love that. And so that's what we do.
Oh, hey, that's
the
wonderful.
The littler ones, we'll go ahead and get them a gift, like you say, because they are easier to please, and yet when they start to get into that tween age, they're not so easy to please anymore.
No, they're not.
So, but as far as gift giving, when my Kate and Daniel were just little, and I think everybody does this, where they're so easy to buy for, everything looks so cute, and you just give them enormous amount of gifts. But I think it was Regis and Kathy Lee at that time. We were watching them right after Christmas, and she was talking about how in her family, she only gives out 3 gifts per person. And Regis says, well, something about her being a skin, you know, just being stingy. She says, no. She says, baby Jesus only got 3 gifts. Why should we be any better?
Right.
And Calvin and I, we looked at each other, and I said, Calvin, what a great philosophy to live by. And so we called the kids in, and we told them that from now on, for Christmas, we were only going to be giving them 3 gifts at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why? You know, of course, the normal kid stuff. And we just explained, baby Jesus got 3 gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what we're going to do. And my Daniel at that point in time, he says, yeah, but he got gold. And he's only like, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, we stuck with that, and they accepted it really well. And it was just what we've always done, and it's worked out really, really well. or it did work out really well as they were growing up. Oh, so I don't know. I think that's probably the biggest tradition that we have here at the house. You know, it's the platters of cookies going home and just trying to get the kids in here for a big dinner. And then, we just keep Christ. And we always, even with my little ones now, my grandchildren, my Katie has three little boys. And, you know, we have them a lot. And we're constantly talking about how Christmas is the celebration of Jesus' birthday.
Right.
And just keep putting that in there. And even with the Good News Clubs, we had at Elgin, I'm teaching at Elgin this year, and we had, last week was our last club for, before the holiday break. And we had a Christmas meet, and we were, I had Pastor Carl Redding from the Methodist Church in Green Camp. He filled in with me because my normal helper was out. So Carl came in. He taught last year at Elgin. He came in, and I told him, I said, we're just going to go through the Christmas story right from the Bible. And so what he did was he read like Matthew. He started with Matthew with the announcement, or that the angel Gabriel was visiting Mary. And then I had a beginner's Bible. And you know how that is, Linda. It's just got basically an outline of what the story is in the Bible with colorful pictures. So he read right from God's Word, and then I read the beginner's Bible, so it broke it down, because you've got K through 5, and so it broke it down a little bit more for the children, but they got the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the Christmas story in that meeting, and one little boy had drew a picture, and he was wanting to show it to the club. I said, Logan, we're going to have to wait, because there was things I wanted to get through before a club, and I really am trying to get out on time, too, because we get off schedule, we get off topic, and then it's, you know, we're done at 4:45, and I'm getting the kids all together at 4:45, and we've got parents waiting for them, you know, so I'm really, really trying to curve that. So then at the end, Pastor Redding went ahead and prayed for our dismissal, and I have a child passing out the Legend of the Candy Cane, which I had read to them, and I had explained about the candy cane and how what the stripes mean, and we're giving each scroll to the children, and here comes Logan. He goes, can I show my picture? I said, absolutely. So he's showing his picture to all the clubbers. And it's a picture that he had drew of an elf. And he comes up to me, and he shows it to me. And he did a really nice job. And you know, it's like a fine point as to what do you tell the kids and what don't you tell the kids because of their age. And because, you know, I think it's up to the parents when the time is right to tell them about the secular mistruth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at it. I said, oh, Logan, I said, that picture is absolutely good. I said, you really did a good job drawing it. I said, but, you know, elves aren't in the Bible. He goes, I know it. I'm like, okay. Merry Christmas. Oh, so it's just, you never know what the kids are going to come up with. And you never know how you're going to have to answer it, you know?
That's true. So true.
Yeah.
They keep us on our toes.
Yes, they do.
Well, sounds like you got it all figured out for the holiday, and that's great. I mean,
well,
that homemade stuff, baked cookies and the jellies and the jams, oh my. That is good. That's good stuff right there.
Well, I'll bring you some in. Forget the cookies. They'll be gone. So I'll bring you some jam next month when you have me on.
Okay. That sounds good. Real good. My mom used to do all that jelly and stuff. I did it once, though. I did make jelly once, and I did put some tomatoes once, but somehow I didn't have the seal right on my tomatoes, and a lot of them went bad, so I don't know what I did wrong, but I did accomplish some grape jelly.
And the jams are really good and pretty easy. They're time-consuming, but they're easy. Your stewed tomatoes, more than likely, your heat wasn't hot enough,
right,
to where they got a good seal, and that'll happen.
Yeah.
I am still using. I basically only do what my mom did. I never make any tomato sauce or tomato juice or ketchup or anything like that. I just stew the tomatoes because from that point you can use them in a lot of different ways. My mom and dad always grew the green beans and cleaned them. Well, we had to pick them. That was a horrible childhood chore. But now I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But as a child, it was, the worst punishment ever. And, we just get those beans and clean them up, snap them. And now I have my grandkids. They'll actually come out in the garden with me. And they'll help me pick, as long as you're out there with them, and they'll pick and stuff, and then they'll come in and they'll help clean as long as you're there with them. They don't have any complaint helping you. And so I do that, and then that's pretty much all that I really can, But I do have my original pressure cooker from my mom and dad.
Oh, really?
And that thing still works like a charm. Heavy. Very heavy.
They are heavy.
But it's just amazing how old it is and yet how well it functions.
That's good. It has a rubber seal on it, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly. And I watch some of these canning programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have now the canners, the pressure cookers that, you have to screw them down to lock them
right.
Four different places. And I'm like, oh, my.
So does yours lock with the handle? Because my mom used to just turn her handle a certain way and it would just lock. Is yours like that?
That's the way mine is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's pretty old then, yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy to lock down, and there's no way that you can mislock it.
Right.
So, the only way that that thing can be harmful is if you are not watching it. And when I'm canning like that, when I'm using the pressure cooker or the pressure canner, I am right there watching that pressure build up. Because if you try to do anything else, it can get away from you.
Right.
And so I just usually get a book or, some kind of, if I'm studying at the time, I'll just bring it into the kitchen table and just sit there because I do have, and of course, a lot of people have these open plan homes now. They have an island, but they don't really have that eat-in kitchen where I still do. So I can be doing something at my kitchen table. But I guess if you've got an island, you could do that as well. But I can actually be sitting down and watching the process because that's the only thing that canning is. It's time consuming.
Right.
It's not hard. It truly is not hard. It just takes time to have it done.
Got
to
be patient.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wait on the process.
But the kids don't mind coming and raiding the pantry.
I'm sure they do not. Yes.
They may not want to really help that much prepping and doing the canning, but they don't mind walking out the door with it, with the benefits. But it is fun, and it is like many things, Linda. When you work for it, you just got this feeling of accomplishment. It's just a real satisfying feeling.
Oh yes, you're right.
Yeah, same way with come Saturday when the family's here, and you know, we're all sitting down, we're eating, and we're talking, we're laughing, or debating, or whatever topic may come up of the day. It's really fun to have them here. It's nice, but oh, it's such a nice, it's so nice to have that last member go out the door, and you can just go, have that sigh of relief, and you just feel really satisfied that it's done for this year, and you've accomplished something. Mm-hmm. You know, you were able to host, and Lord willing, you'll be able to host again. You know?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's so family-oriented, and the closeness that comes with these holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the love that you share, the smiles, and, you know, just reminiscing over the year that is almost over. You know, starting from January down to like Thanksgiving and now Christmas, and we're getting ready for a new year. Lord bless.
Absolutely.
And say the same, you know. So what stands out to you as being at the top and foremost of your mind of the year 2022?
Well, I'll tell you, with child evangelism, okay, hold it. What really stands out,
mm-hmm,
is our company, Inspect Ohio, we have retired.
Really?
After 30 years of service in the Central Ohio area, starting out in Marion, Ohio, mm-hmm, and going from there with a couple of different name changes, we have slowed down, and December 31st will be our last official day as a company. So we have hung our shingle up. So that's a big step for Calvin and I personally. Now, for the ministry that we work with, Child Evangelism Fellowship.
So does that mean your advertisement changes?
Yes. Yes, I will talk to you about that.
Okay, when we come in, yes. We can talk on the phone before you come back, yes. You know,
I can still
introduce you as, you know, the director or our coordinator for CEF.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just a county contact, county coordinator, but, you know, just a contact for Marion County for Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, it's chapter wide. It's been a real good year. We've mm-hmm. had a lot of growth within, and when I say growth, that means meeting places. You know, having the clubs and stuff like this. We continue growing in club number, but in Marion County itself, we are in all of the elementary schools now. We were stalled for many, many years. Last year, for 2021, we got into Ridgedale for the first year, mm-hmm, and they received us very, very well. Praise God.
Amen.
This year, we had a partnership luncheon in July. We had some pastors come, well, that's what it was. It was for pastors and their wives and other interested parties within the churches to come and see how we could help them and how they could help us promoting Child Evangelism Fellowship within the schools or within the community. And so because of that luncheon, some pastors were real excited and took it back into their churches. We got some extra teams together, and we were able to move our volunteers around to where we are now in River Valley Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last school that we had not been in. And I think it's because it's in Caledonia, and everyone thinks Caledonia is just so far away, which is not the case. You know, Caledonia is not that far away, and we were able to just a team, one of our lead teachers from last year, who was brand new last year,
mm-hmm,
she came forward, and she said she would like to get a team out there And so we're in every one of our county and city elementaries, every one of them. And we are also in North Union. So we are still in Union County at North Union School, which is really exciting. Very, very exciting.
Wow, God really opened up those doors this year for Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes. Yes, he has. Now, even though he has opened those doors up, and I'm praising him for that because it really is his timing, is it not?
Yes.
But, you know, we are growing. We're growing through some, we're going through some growing pains, and so now we need to have, like, maybe extra hands. You always need volunteers.
Yes.
But we do need financial supporters. So if any of your listeners would like to give, that would be wonderful. And we also need to have a couple of, you know, our committee. We need to, we're looking for additional people who might want to, you know, participate or even be a part of the CEF family and think about a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, hold on just a second. If that's the case, they could contact me at 740-262-0939.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 740-262-0939. And I can talk to them if they would like to go ahead and send us a financial gift. It, they can mail it, make the check out to, it's Child Evangelism Fellowship. But if they would just make that out to CEF,
mm-hmm.
and in the memo put Marion, maybe even Marion Radio, so that we know how they heard about us, because that's always neat.
Right.
To know that, okay, in the spring we have the Luncheon and Silent Auction. You know, now we have this opportunity to talk on the radio.
Right.
Did they hear about us in their church? You know, so it's always neat to know how we're reaching people.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go ahead and mail that to CEF, P.O. Box 454, Findlay, Ohio. And I don't have the zip code memorized, I'm sorry. But if they just Google Findlay, Ohio, they'll be able to get the zip code. But like I said, that is a year end. Next month, I will get all those numbers together, and I'll let your listeners know how we have, how many locations we have had schools. I mean, we've had the meetings in. How many children we were able to minister to,
mm-hmm.
how many salvations we have record of. And, you know, Linda, that's the whole thing. It's like you're planting seeds.
Right.
And we don't know when it's going to be harvest.
That's true.
Or when you're throwing a stone into the lake and you see the ripple effect. That's what's always amazing. It's like when we have tossed that pebble in, and then the ripple just keeps going on, and then you hear years down from the road, years later, you hear a young man or a young woman talking about how they attended a Good News Club, and that's what got them started into the ministry that they're working in. And it happens with our director, Mike Todd, all the time. You know, he will cross paths with people who will say or introduce themselves and explain how Child Evangelism Fellowship, how the fair ministry or the festival ministries or the five-day clubs that we host during the summer, which you've done in your, you know, in your neighborhood, or the Good News Clubs, how those all had such a beneficial, presence in their life.
Oh, yes. And, you know, without doubt, we know that their lives were impacted by Child's Evangelism Fellowship, even if they were there for just one and couldn't come back again. Because that is the way that the program is designed and the message that God has prepared for us to send forth. I mean, just one lesson corrects me. You know what I'm saying? God's Word does all that. You know, it's alive and it's active and it's moving from the very moment you open your mouth and send it forth. It goes out and it accomplishes what God has, you know, ordained it to accomplish, sent it to do. So I don't think there's one person, even you know, my grandson used to hear, well, Zephaniah used to hear me preparing for my class. And I know it touched his life. He wasn't even in my class. And this was like in 2009 when I first started, but he would listen and he would hear me preparing for my class, you know. So I know seeds were planted. If it's just one lesson, they'll never forget it.
And, you know, just the diligence that we had on sitting down and studying, or sitting down and having these days where come Tuesday, they know that that's my ministry day, so you can't call mom to do anything, you know, or they just know the commitment that we have for going to the schools and teaching the children God's Word. That also is a testimony.
Yes.
Without us saying one thing.
That's true.
To the kids. Like, even with the fundraisers, the luncheon and silent auction, you know, inviting people to come, which, by the way, is a wonderful outreach for your unchurched friends. But even doing that year in and year out, like right tonight or today, my husband is going to go down to my stepdaughter's house because she's decluttering her basement. And she, you know, contacted me and says she's got these wonderful things to give if we want them. And many of the things are brand new. You know, because she thought she bought them for a particular reason and is not able to use them, or wasn't able to use them the way she wanted to.
Right.
And she's passing them on to us, and we will be able to use those items for auction, or bundle them and make a beautiful basket for auction. So, and she's not going to church. Now, she has gone to church in the past, but she's not at this point in time. But yet, that's still talking to her, because God is in the focal. He's the focal point of everything we do.
True. He sure is. So he better be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Calvin and I have, you know, we're watching this craziness around us today with the news and everything that's going on. And he just said this week, he says, I don't know how people can live without having a foundation, without having a church, without having God, you know, to prop them up. Now,
yes.
Those are some of my words. Those aren't all his words, but I mean, it's the meaning is that how do people make it day to day without God?
I don't know. I'm hoping a lot of people think that they can just live their own lives under their own terms, and everything will turn out all right, and they don't really need God. They're capable. I'm educated. You know, I have money. I can do these things, you know. Because, you know, a lot of people do not want to give up what they consider their will to live their lives like they want to. They don't want to do that. And a lot of them, they just go ahead and do what they do, you know. But there comes a time in every person's life, I would love to believe that they have to think about, there is a God and what's going on with me. You know, do I need to change, or is this really true? They have to, because God has given us all a conscience, and all these things that he has laid out there for us where we can see him in the sky and the moons and the stars and on the ocean and the things on the earth, the very things that we share with the children in the Good News Club. You know, God is our creator. He's left that, if nothing else, say that he is real. But I guess people have a hard time believing that he's able to live their lives through them or make
a
difference.
Well, that's why getting children involved in a Good News Club or a five-day club or getting children involved in a Sunday school, even if you're not, as a parent, not going to club, going to school, I mean going to church, but I remember as a child, you know, we would walk down to the community church.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday school, Good News Club, five-day club, those are very, very important for children because it gives them a foundation. And they may wander away from that foundation, but it's still there.
Yes.
And so when someone else comes across their path later on and invites them to a function of some sort, it bubbles up. It comes to the forefront, and if they do go with that person to church, and when the pastor is talking about some of the teachings that we are talking about,
mm-hmm.
because we are biblically based in the Good News Clubs, the 5-day clubs with Child Evangelism Fellowship, one reason why it's been around so long,
mm-hmm.
since 1937, is because we have stayed true to God's Word.
Right.
These kids, these young people, that starts coming to the forefront. They start remembering. So it's really important to get these little ones into Good News Clubs, five-day clubs during the summer. Bring them to Sunday school. Even if the parent or grandparent does not want to stay, those children are still more than welcome, and they will be cared for, and they will be safe. You know, security for our children, safety for our children is a priority within our clubs. So, Linda, I know our time is growing short, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be on. Thank you for allowing me to share the highlights of 2022 with your listeners, both for Calvin and I personally and for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and how we have finally gotten into every one of the elementaries in Marion County. We are still in North Union. We thank you, all of you, for supporting us. And if you want to continue supporting us, or if you've never supported us, you can, you know, I know Linda, you could call in and she'll be able to give you information, but you can also call 740-262-0939 and I can give you additional information. 740-262-0939, or you can write a check out to Child Evangelism Fellowship, but you can make that short by abbreviating CEF, and in the memo, if you would put Marion Radio, just so that we know, you know, that you've heard us and or how you heard about us, it can be mailed to Child Evangelism Fellowship, P.O. Box 454 Findlay, Ohio. And I just want to wish all your listeners Merry, Merry Christmas, because it is the birth of our Savior. And that is just a wonderful thing to celebrate this time of the year and every day of our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Cheryl Lee, for your time and your treasure and, you know, what you have to bring to our community and how you have been very faithful to the task that God has, you know, put before you. You're still hanging in there, and there are many that are with you, you know. Even though I started out with you, I still haven't abandoned the ship. And I thank God I'm still holding on, even as just having you on and Laura Lee and whoever else may come on, you know, just to share with our community about Child Evangelism Fellowship. The work of God in our community, in our elementary schools, I mean, we couldn't ask for anything more. That is so beautiful, so worthy of Him, so worthy. And I thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy your retirement, you and Calvin.
Well, I think we will be busy. You know, I'm sure we will get into other, well, the ministry with CEF, there's so many things that, you know, we can do with that as far as reaching out and contacting and promoting, and that is a lot. That can be very time consuming in itself. But I know probably Callan has some other ideas of what he, how he wants us to go, and we have gotten into some Bible studies, which has been very enjoyable, and taking care of the grandkids, so we will be busy.
Amen, amen. I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you will be. And that's a good thing.
But thank you, Linda, for having me, and Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And Happy New Year, if I don't get to talk to you until after 2023.
I know, I know. And that's always so cute. And the club will always say, well, guys, this is the last club for the year. And their eyes are big, like, what? And, you know, then you share that, well, we'll be coming back in 2023. And they just shake their heads at us. But it's always fun to throw that in there to them. And
of course.
The little ones, they are just absolutely great. They are great in their clubs. And they are just absolutely great to work with.
Yes, they
are. So, Happy New Year to you too, Linda. We'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheryl Lee, she is the county coordinator. I think it's Marion and Morrow County for the organization Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in every elementary school in Marion, Ohio. I do like would like to share this thought for you with you today, and it's titled Bring Light. There is some darkness in most human minds today, so there is a darkness component in most scenes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark? Like the crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit, while others weave their dark, are both illuminated and illuminators. Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate. Make that moment momentous. Bring light. What a word for us this holiday season, for Christmas and a new coming year that's coming in. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you and prosper you and keep you in good health and most of all give you peace. This is Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. Thank you for your dedication, your support, your prayers, however you support me in this program. I thank you. Until next time, God bless.
WWGH Radio 107.